This is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca. Department of Homeland Security Secretary Kirstjen Nielsen has resigned after 16 months on the job and immense pressure from the White House and public over the situation along the U.S. southern border. While she did not say exactly why she is quitting, Nielsen wrote that she hopes the next secretary will have the support of Congress and the courts in fixing the laws which have impeded, quote, our ability to fully secure America's borders. Several major news outlets are reporting today that Secretary Nielsen has been forced out. The United Nations has issued an urgent appeal for a two-hour truce in the suburbs of Tripoli to evacuate civilians and those wounded as forces loyal to military commander General Khalifa Haftar continue a push aimed at taking the capital. Edward Uranian reports for VOA from Cairo.
Amateur video showed forces loyal to General Khalifa Haftar defending their positions around Tripoli's international airport south of the city. Arab media reported the airport, closed since 2014, remained under Haftar's control, but opposing Libyan forces are trying to recapture it. Haftar's military spokesman, Colonel Ahmed al-Mismari, told Arab media that Libyan National Army Air Force planes launched four raids near the airport.
That's Edward Uranian reporting. Libya's UN-backed Prime Minister Fayez Sarraj has called the action by Haftar an attempted coup. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan's party is asking for a recount of votes in Istanbul after the ruling party lost last week's mayoral election. In a humiliating setback for Erdogan, the opposition Republican People's Party narrowly won Istanbul, the country's economic and cultural center. This is VOA News. Uganda security teams have rescued an American woman and her driver who had been kidnapped by gunmen in a national park. The two are said to be in good health and in safe hands. Four unidentified gunmen kidnapped 56-year-old Kimberly Sue Endicott and her driver after a near-wilderness camp inside Queen Elizabeth National Park Tuesday evening. An elderly couple who were robbed but not taken alerted a park official to the abduction. Rwandan President Paul Kagame began a week of solemn ceremonies on Sunday to commemorate the lives of those murdered during the Rwandan genocide, a three-month killing spree that began 25 years ago today. Maya Womersley reports.
800,000 Tutsi and moderate Hutus were murdered during a three-month killing spree that began 25 years ago. President Kagame laid a wreath at the Gazozi genocide memorial site where over a quarter of a million people are buried. Before the government and foreign dignitaries attended an afternoon of speeches and song.
25 years later, here we are, all of us, wounded and heartbroken, yes, but unvanquished.
The 100 days of slaughter began on the night of April the 6th, 1994.
That's Maya Womersley reporting. British Prime Minister Theresa May talked about the consequences of delaying a Brexit compromise. Pascale Davies reports.
A warning from Britain's Prime Minister to try to stop Brexit slipping from her grasp. On Saturday, Theresa May said the longer it takes to find a compromise deal with the opposition Labour Party, the less likely it is the UK will leave the European Union at all. May and the Labour leader Jeremy Corbyn have held 3 days of meetings to attempt to agree to a Brexit deal Parliament will say yes to. But talks have not progressed as much as was hoped.
Well, I'm waiting to see the red lines move.
Corbyn also faces pressure from some in his party not to agree any deal without a commitment from May to hold a new referendum on it. The Sunday Times newspaper reported the Prime Minister does have a plan to put a customs agreement with the EU in law, with the hope this softer approach would win over the Labour Party.
As Pascale Davies reporting, for more on this story, visit our website at voanews.com. House Judiciary Committee Chair Jerry Nadler said Democrats need to see the complete report issued by Special Counsel Robert Mueller because the Attorney General William Barr is biased. I'm Joe Palca, and this is VOA News.